afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Monday, and it is January 17th, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We are, too. Just cold down here. We got some of that storm they're predicting. We got a not a terrible snow, 7-8 inches, but it's been very cold. And the wind been blowing really hard. But everything's, I mean, we're still here. What can I say? We're still moving.
Hey, it's winter, correct?
Exactly. It's January, like you said.
It's January. It's the 17th. And it's nippy out there. We were lucky. We got rain. And high winds, so.
Just hope it doesn't turn
ice. I'm not complaining. In fact, I think
if it doesn't turn ice, I'll be, you know, that's the thing. With rain, it can turn ice. That's even worse than snow.
Well, I don't think we're going to turn into, we're 40-some degrees.
That's pretty good.
And our low tonight, well, it does get into the low, we get down to 30. That's not too bad.
That even the South, a little further south than us, North Carolina, South Carolina, have declared the state of emergency. They were hammered pretty good, and Georgia had hit pretty hard, and Florida had a big tornado. So this storm's kind of done different things, different places. But I do know that in North and South Carolina, if it snows 2 inches, people panic.
I do. Yes, that's how they are around here, too. So, but yeah, we're supposed to have a 48 high on Wednesday, they have snow for us on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I don't know what that's about. But anyway, I think the listeners are tired of our weather report by now. Do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I go on for a long time about this cold weather. I don't like it no more.
I don't either.
If I just make enough money, I think I'd have a house for the South, like the 40 Keys on a yacht. But I've never made that money yet. I'm waiting for you to pass it on to me.
Well, you have to start, you know, you have to get to know Manchin a little bit better. He's got a yacht.
he does.
And he has a nice car to take you to it.
Yes, he does. He probably got his own private plane, too, I bet. But anyway.
I bet he does. So anyway, markets were closed today due to the Martin Luther King holiday. Gold traded in the aftermarket, which is computer trading, and you know it was up a buck. So we're still holding at 1820, and silver is still showing at 2310. Platinum 982, palladium $1,963. So that was there. I don't know if the bond markets traded today, but everybody is off, which is a good thing based on that nasty storm going up through the east coast. So everybody got to stay home and stayed off those roads since most people can't drive. They don't know how to slow down. I can't figure that out. You know, and especially I can remember when four-wheel drives were really popular. You know, everybody was driving a four-wheel drive, and they thought that they could go anywhere and drive any speed in those four-wheel drives. Well, you know, that's not the case. You still got to slow down a little bit, Butch, don't you?
Yes, you do. Four-wheel drive may get you out of the ditch once in a while, but they still slide and act the same way as the other car. If you're moving too fast on a slick road, you're in trouble.
Yes. So, what you got for us?
Gosh. That was quick.
I know. It's a holiday.
Oh, golly. Okay. There's a lot happening. There's a lot of news all over the world. And economic news kind of slowed, like you said, because the markets, I think, were closed. But a lot of things are happening. And again, this storm, I'm sure, is going to affect a lot of people economically. I mean, that's no doubt about that. But this article we're going to start with is, I know we talk about this a lot, but folks, it's for real and it's happening. U.S. grocery shortages deepen as pandemic dry supplies. They blame it on the pandemic, and whether if it is or isn't is the point. We just know the supplies are drying up. This is out of Reuters, by the way. High demand for groceries combined with soaring freight costs and Omicron-related labor shortages are creating a new round of backlogs as processed food and health and fresh produce companies leading to empty supermarket shelves and major retailers across the United States. Growers of perishable produce across the West Coast are paying nearly triple pre-pandemic trucking rates to ship things like lettuce and berries before they spoil. Shay Meyer, CEO of OE Produce, which grows onions, watermelons, and asparagus along the border of Idaho and Oregon, said he has been holding off shipping onions to retail distributors until freight costs go down. Myers said transportation disruption in the last 3 weeks caused by a lack of truck drivers and recent highway blocking storms have led to a doubling of freight costs for fruit and vegetable producers on top of already elevated pandemic prices. We typically will ship East Coast to West Coast. We used to do it for about $7,000 in mail. That's a lot of money in itself. Today, it's somewhere between $18,000 and $22,000. Triple the amount it was or more to ship produce from the West Coast to the East Coast. Guess what that's going to show up eventually as far as increasing prices. Yes, see if you get it right this time.
Did you just tell me?
No, I said you guess if you get it right this time.
Consumer.
Consumer. Right. You get it. You done it. Yeah, you done it. Woo-hoo. You did it. Woo-hoo. You did it. Wow.
Well, I wanted, I did want to make you
do what
add
now?
A little drama to it.
You know, we're laughing about this, but this isn't funny, and I keep going back to shortages of workers, and I still haven't figured out where the 4 to 5 million people went that's no longer getting any kind of dough, and they're not working. I don't know where these people went. That's a mystery.
And the unemployment rate keeps dropping.
Yeah, I don't understand it. They can't find people working. I know a lot of people said they're starting their own businesses, but I don't think everybody in 4 to 5 million people started doing businesses in the last few months. So I have to wonder where they went. But I know this driving shortage is hitting around here in our little area also. They can sometimes find somebody to deliver gasoline to the local outlets here in our area. So this is something really strange here. I don't know what it is. But I just know that when you have to pay three times the price to ship a food product, that's not going to stop at the wholesaler, the increase. It's going to go on down to the retail, to the consumer, like you said. And that's just the way it is, folks, and we can like it or lump it. Food prices are going up tremendously. If I notice it, and I don't shop, Marsha Jean does most shopping. If I notice it, and it makes me kind of frustrated, then I know that's got to be everybody's going to be seeing it also. It makes me kind of angry to see what's going on. I mean, the price of everything is getting so outrageously high that I'm thankful that I don't have to buy meat at the store for sure. That's one thing I'm very thankful for. The price of beef and meat products are just going through the roof. Any comments on that?
No, well, you were mentioning about the people not working and so forth. And here you have McDonald's locations. They cut hours
by 10%. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Yes, yes.
Yeah, due to staffing shortages.
They're not the only ones. Yeah. They're not the only ones.
I know.
You know, and to make this even worse, Canada lifted the vaccine mandate for a couple of days. Now, I understand they put it back on again for truck drivers. This is, I just found this, I heard this yesterday, and I thought, well, I'll check it out. And apparently they have put it back on for both Canadian drivers and U.S. drivers. And a lot of trucks cross the border back and forth every day, and that's going to come to a halt. And that should concern all of us because a lot of goods cross the border. Not just food, but we get a lot of lumber from Canada. A lot of different things come across the border from Canada. And we ship back that way. Canada's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers is now in effect. I wish it wouldn't. I mean, Ottawa, I know, was the first one to say they're going to reestablish the mandate. Apparently the whole country has. Industry experts and leaders remain concerned about the country's supply chain as the federal government's new vaccine mandate for truck drivers came into effect Saturday following days of confusion around the rules. The mandate, which will require Canadian truckers to quarantine if unvaccinated when crossing the border into Canada, led to a number of questions and corrections around who would be exempt and how. Now, with the vaccine requirement in place, concerns persist about the impact this mandate will have on North American supply chain. Now, folks, think about this a minute. This can't be just an accident. This had to be planned. This didn't happen to shut down a nation's economy, not just America, but the world. But I live in America. To shut us down to make us into a nation that's going to be maybe having a hard time to find food to sustain ourselves. This just didn't happen overnight. This didn't come up with that, with the coronavirus, and just boom, it all happened. This had been worked on for a long time. Henry Kissinger said one time, I think Kissinger said this, Melody, correct me if I'm wrong, that whoever supplies the food controls the people. And that pretty much makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, I think it was either Rockefeller or Rothschilds who said whoever controls the money. But they're all in it together. I mean, they're all buddies. I mean, it's all the wealth. It's all the elite.
Food can be used as a weapon. You know that.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's been done many, many times before. I was going to say, I think you probably won't see that movement that the government is looking for. Retail expert Bruce Winder told CTV News Channel on Saturday when asked if the effort will encourage truckers to get vaccinated. Canadian Trucking Alliance has said between 10 and 15% of cross-border commercial drivers could be lost if the mandate takes effect. Between 10 and 15% of the workers no longer coming across the border, folks. That's a huge number. American Trucking Association has argued that a misapply mandate would fuel a surge in driver turnover and attrition, with fleets losing as much as 37% of the current workforce. Wow. There are 120,000 Canadians and 40,000 licensed drivers in the U.S. who operate cross-border, the Canadian Trucking Alliance says. About 70% of the 648 million in trade between the two countries moved by truck. Under the vaccine mandate, unvaccinated or partially vaccinated non-Canadian truckers will be turned away if they're unable to show proof of vaccination or a valid medical exemption to the COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. plans to have a similar mandate come into effect for drivers crossing into the country starting January 22nd, which is, this coming Saturday. So should that concern us? I think so. I very much think so, Melody. They're shutting down supply chain both ways. And I've been told by people living in Canada, as of right now, they don't have any shortage in the stores like we have been reported down here. Now, in fact, I have a listener up there sent me pictures of the stores, and nothing was short that he could see in the stores that they shop. But it's certainly coming here to be a shortage on different things. Like right here at a local Family Dollar stores, things you generally have in stock are no longer there. You may have other products and other items you can use that you can switch out, but some of the main lines are not there. So, yes, it's coming down. And the shutdown of the trucking industry across border has got to hurt both sides tremendously over a period of time. It has to. Any comments on that?
No, and you know what we find interesting is, I mean, we've been talking how long about the, you know, supply chain being broken.
Yes.
Well, I have been since they shut down governments in 2020. But what is actually being done? There's no one who addresses it. Fox News might talk about it. Other channels might bring up the topic, and they'll float around a couple of high up politicians to say everybody had a great Christmas. But other than that, you have some of your states that are relocating, the ships are going to various places so they can unload. It's weird. It's like Butch, they wanted to get worse. That's what it's like.
That's what it sounds like to me, yes, absolutely.
Like they wanted to get worse.
You ever sometimes feel like you're living in the twilight zone, so to speak? All these things are happening so quickly in the last couple of years, and that's pretty quick.
I know.
It feels like this really can't be happening because it's happening so quickly, and it's been organized. The one little bit at a time here, a little bit there, and now we're starting to feel it on the lower levels. Of being lower level meaning consumers, we're starting to feel it. It took a while for it to get down this far, but it's got here. And sometimes you feel like you're living in a twilight zone. Nothing makes any sense anymore. As we're going to discuss in a minute, you mentioned McDonald's slicing hours by 10%. We're not the only ones doing that. Did you ever think you'd see in a country that where people, especially young people, used to love to work these places, maybe they didn't love it, but they did because they need the money, all of a sudden cutting hours because they can't find help? Something strange about that. Very strange. And they're making $15 an hour in most places, you know, $12-15 an hour. That's pretty good money for somebody in college or a high school student. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
So you have to wonder how all this come about. McDonald's to slash hours by 10% due to labor shortage. Again, where did they go? Somebody please tell me where they went, because they're not showing up on unemployment rolls. Where did they go? Americans craving a Big Mac or chicken nuggets might be in for a shock at the as the Omicron variant of COVID-19 leaves many U.S. McDonald's restaurants short staffed and forced to reduce hours. They keep blaming on the Omicron. Oh, man. This guy's name is Chris Kempczinski. McDonald's CEO told Fox Businesses the company is limiting operations at individual stores to address labor shortages due to a rise in COVID infections. Some locations may reduce hours of operations as much as 10% to help with labor shortage. Kempczinski said McDonald's has distributed COVID tests for workers to mitigate the spread. He said there's no way to track whether employees contracted the virus, which should be up to the government. The CEO was against President Biden's overreaching federal mandate to make vaccination mandatory for large companies. McDonald's employs around 800,000 workers. Wow. Think about that, Melly. 800,000 workers. Shit.
Wow.
It's one day at a time for McDonald's as a fast food chain deals with a labor shortage, not just due to COVID, but also resignations as Americans are quitting their jobs at record levels. Again, where are they going? McDonald's isn't the only fast food chain dealing with labor shortages. Starbucks and Chipotle Mexican Grill have also temporarily limited operations amid growing labor shortages due to employees calling out sick. The Omicron variant brings back terrible memories of Americans who are used to instant service, as their ability to get a late night or early morning snack at fast food restaurants might become more challenging. Sort of like what happened in the early days of the pandemic. Besides fast food restaurants, supermarkets and drugstores are also reducing hours of operation for the same reason. Mm-mm. I think we have been so overly blessed with so many convenient things that we've allowed ourselves to become spoiled. And I know you remember. I remember back when days when stores closed at 5 o'clock and you didn't get anything till the next day. That's just the way it was. Not any longer. And most of them closed on Sundays. If you want to shop on Sundays, out of luck, you wait until Monday. But today, we're used to getting up and going to town and driving through and getting a burger if you wanted or whatever you want. But that's, folks, that's going to come to an end. And maybe a lot more than that. I know that in Israel, they put their orders in with kiosk, the little machines, and unless you went backstage and showed proof of it, the machines don't serve you. And this is also, I think, a McDonald's. So this is the world today. We may have to go back to taking care of ourselves. Oh, my. Maybe even growing some own food.
Uh-oh.
Gee.
You think?
I mean, gee, think about that. Maybe you have to actually go out and get in the dirt and plant a potato or an onion and maybe feed ourselves like you did when I was growing up. Maybe have to start canning food again. I know people say, I live in a city, I can't do that. There are ways you can do some of these things. But, folks, it ain't getting prettier.
And one of these things that we're going to have to do is go into the break, because I hear the music. It's that time. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And again, this was a holiday. Markets were closed. So it's sort of a quiet news day, too, Butch.
Yes, it is.
So because of the holiday, there's just not a whole lot out there. Everybody's been focused on that situation that happened in Texas over the weekend at the synagogue. And other than that, no one's talking about anything that's important like we do.
You got that right. Absolutely. The world out tuning in your broadcast every day just catch up what's important.
I think so. Well, you know what, Butch? Lots of times we talk about things in this program, and then I hear it on mainstream media 2 days later.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. That is very true. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we sometimes scoop all the media.
Yes. We do. I mean,
and we're good. Worse, you do it with the truth. You scoop them every time with the truth most time. They never tell the whole truth.
No. Well, they only tell half of the story. They don't tell the
whole story. That's right. Yeah. But this is, they said this things are slow, and the storm, I'm sure, did slow a lot of things down as far as things happening in the country. I mean, I know where I live, and most people didn't have to go out today. It was nasty. The roads are really nasty. So, yeah, things have slowed down. But, again, the news media, if you're waiting for ABC, CBS, CNN, even Fox today to tell you the whole truth,
you're wasting your time. But Fox is all about a feel-good story.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, Trump back on the campaign trail again. You know that. He's in Arizona speaking and had a big crowd show up. He's back on the campaign trail. And maybe Hillary is, too, as a matter of fact. We will see.
Yeah. A lot of things are going to happen between now and 2024. And as much as everybody liked Trump, it's a big mistake to have him be the candidate.
Well, we all know that now with the midterms coming, we're going to be safe again. Republicans won't take over the country again. We'll be safe.
Wow.
We'll fix everything.
That was a close one, wasn't it?
We can go back to sleep. When will we ever learn? What's that old song? But I think it's Peter, Paul, Mary. When we ever learn? You know, where have all the flowers gone? I mean, that song kind of fits that. But, you know, we discussed this a few months ago, the Trump be a hoax. But apparently this time it isn't. Walmart creates its own cryptocurrency, NFTs, enters metaverse with sales of virtual goods. I like that idea of virtual goods. This is what it says. The last time Walmart was reportedly entering this crypto space, it turned out to be a giant Litecoin promoting hack. That was quickly reversed after it became clear that playful hackers have fabricated press release. But there appears to be nothing fake about the latest news involving Walmart's desire to ride the latest wave of crypto/web 3.0 metaverse/NFT euphoria. And as a result, the big box retailer is boldly venturing into the metaverse with plans to create its own cryptocurrency and collection of non-fungible tokens of NFTs. Now, I'm going to ask you a stupid question, Millie. What's that mean, non-fungible?
Not real.
Non-existent? Non-existent?
Non-existent.
That's what it means, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing there. According to CNBC, Walmart filed several new trademarks late last month. They indicate that its intent to make and sell virtual goods, including electronics, home decorations, toys, sporting goods, and personal care products. In a separate filing, the company said it would offer users a virtual currency as well as NFTs. In total, seven separate applications have been submitted. Now, I'm from the old school. And I had never heard anything, of course, for years, had come at computers, what software and hardware was. Hardware to me, when I was growing up, was a nut and bolt. Okay? That was hardware. Software I had never heard of until just come out computers. So I don't know what virtual goods are. What are virtual goods?
Virtual goods are things that aren't real.
Yeah. But they're going to sell
you
them.
You can buy a virtual house. Okay?
So
you can buy
a
virtual. My idea was a virtual dog.
A virtual
because
what?
That way you can go online, you can get in there, and you have the dog, you get to pet it, you get to pretend to walk it, you get to pretend to take it to the groomers, you get to pretend that, you know, so it's pretend.
So
you pretend
so
you live in this house.
They're not going to be selling actual hard goods with these this cryptocurrency?
No.
Then what's the point? I know I'm asking silly
there
questions
is no,
here.
Well, you have to be insane is the point. But it's a big deal. I mean, it is a big wave. A lot of people are doing it. This started out. There was an article. I mean, just millions and millions of dollars. NFTs transform digital works of art and other collectibles into one-of-a-kind verifiable assets that are easily to trade on the blockchain.
That's I remember this now. What somebody sold a virtual painting for millions of dollars,
yeah.
I believe it was. A virtual painting that didn't exist.
Jack Dorsey's first tweet. Okay, first tweet sold for $3 million. A video clip of LeBron James sold for over $200,000. A stupid video clip.
But it's sold with cryptocurrency, right?
Yes, correct. Sell virtual cats. I mean, it's... I'm sorry.
I told you it's Twilight Zone.
No,
it's Twilight Zone. It is. So are these dollars that they buy, spend for this, are they cashable? Are they able to cash them out and, we'll say, in real money and buy something with them? Or are they just something they spend on something else, another virtual item?
If they sell it?
No. If the money they paid for it, can the person who bought it from then cash out crypto in for
yeah, because it's real cryptocurrencies. Sure they can.
This doesn't make a lick of sense. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
So I know it.
They're selling things that aren't real with money that isn't real, but they can take that money and buy something, a hard asset with it.
Now, some things are real. Like I said, that the first tweet means which really isn't real because his first tweet was a computer with X's and O's that created a tweet. I don't know what his tweet said, but it went for a lot of money. That's art, really?
Well, what will Walmart get out of this?
Walmart isn't selling it. What do you mean, Walmart?
Well, Walmart's goods going is starting a cryptocurrency to buy these virtual goods. What would they get out of it?
Well, I'm not sure they. I would have to look and see, because you already mentioned that once before.
Yes, somebody was
sending a fake news about Walmart going into cryptocurrencies, and they weren't.
And CNBC says this is now real, and I don't understand. Maybe it isn't. And But let that be your homework for the night. Yeah, find out how this works. Let me know. Hey, I'm just a country boy, man. I'm used to giving a dollar for a pack of taters. I don't know what to say, you know. You got me on this one.
It's odd because, I mean, it truly is like we're living in a two plane universe.
Yes.
You know, where you do have this virtual. So suppose I don't like to call it virtual reality, and then true reality, it's just bizarre, Butch.
It is bizarre.
You get to the point of who defines what reality is.
Well,
media,
when something
government?
Is not real, something is really part of the imaginary world, and you spend anything for it, and somebody else takes that and buys hard goods with it, something tangible. How is that not a virtual reality? I mean, how does it work that someone will spend $200,000 on something that isn't real in crypto, but that person got the sold that item can take the crypto and get something real out of it? How's that not insane?
But you know what the thing of it is with the computers and the way that the news mainstream media is, government is the one that creates our reality. I mean, when you think about it, government, media,
yeah,
they create a reality. And most of the people in this country don't fit into their reality. But people believe it because it comes from, if it's on TV, it must be true. If it comes from Washington, D.C., and the president, and I don't care which president, if it comes from the president of the United States, it must be true, at least some of it. So they're the ones who truly dictate reality in today's world. In the past, and I don't know if any of this makes sense, I'm just thinking here along these lines. In the past, when you didn't have that, the reality was, I mean, during the Depression, that was reality. Everybody felt it. Because they couldn't change the byline. They couldn't tell people that couldn't eat and were living and losing all their money. They couldn't tell them how great everything was and everything was going, you know, so it's weird. Does any of that make sense, Butch?
Well, it does, but as much as anything else does. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Our reality is being driven by government and
news media,
mainstream media.
Just like they've used this COVID pandemic to control the people basically worldwide and shut down the economies. And that was, yeah, you're right. They control that, and they control emotions, which are not tangible in a sense, but they sure come out when they come out of the individual. They're tangible. I mean, hatred and anger and fear, those are tangible things that cause people to do insane things. So I understand. Yes. Okay. Good point. Good point. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, that good explanation. Hey, I'm proud of you. But anyway, I mean, it's just, I don't want to say, but you know, a different topic, but along the same lines of reality, we're seeing where crime is no longer really punishable. They're not even really trying to control a lot of crime or keep it from happening because there's so much of it they can't control it. And this source has happened in California, but this now has happened in Manhattan. I mean, folks, this is seriously a token of a destruction of society when law enforcement can't control crime. When the people are so out of control of themselves and will not govern themselves, but they can't find enough law enforcement or the means to prosecute evildoers, so to speak, this is a sign of a decaying society, and it affects all of us. It does. Manhattan's DA controversial crime policy concerns restaurants. Restaurant owners are speaking out about Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's controversial new police policies that could keep certain low-level offenders out of jail. A low-level offender, okay, what's that? Let's move on. Saying the uptick in crime is already creating fear among their workers, restaurant owners fear that Bragg's new plan will make things even worse. The past couple of years have been an uphill battle, to say the least, for Manhattan restaurant owners. Stadius, and this last name is Greek, and I'm Antonio Apocalypse. Shortly after opening the Carnegie Diner and Cafe in 2019, business was brought to a screeching halt due to the coronavirus pandemic. Then there was a sudden uptick in crime. We had four windows broken down. We had a robbery where they broke in and took out money from the register. One of our employees, someone, stole their cell phone when they weren't looking. Richie Romero, a co-owner of Zazzy Pizza Ads. To deal with crimes like this, newly elected District Attorney Alvin Bragg is implementing a different strategy. These crimes had to divert first-time offenders to treatment. They told them not to go after them. Don't try to prosecute them. Just send them a treatment. Try to help them, maybe. His policy had been criticized by police unions, lawmakers, and now by many small business owners. I have night shift work waiters that are refusing to come to work at nighttime because they're refusing to take the train to go home, and one of them actually quit because of that reason. Millie, that in itself is a catastrophe. Whenever we can't control petty thieves because there's so many of them. Isn't that the sign of a decaying society? I grew up with the teaching that thou shalt not steal. And my parents were not Christians when I was a young boy. They were good people. They were not Christians. But they taught me that you don't steal. That seems to be falling from the wayside, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And it's just not, you know, it's... And it goes through society. It goes through. I mean, as soon as the criminals know that they're going to be able to get off and you know, that's frightening. But but you're right. It is the society that is in decay. And that is all by design.
Of course it is. And it's also biblical. That's a plague on a nation forgets God. Crime increases. Mm-hmm. Bible said because of, this is a paraphrase, but because people in government themselves, many are the princes or the law enforcement thereof. The people in control themselves, you got to hire more cops. And there comes a time when no matter how many cops they have or how many DAs they have, they become overwhelmed. Shoplifters who prosper from shoplifting, and they do in California and other places now, are not even prosecuted. Why shouldn't they not go out and shoplift? Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible says in the scripture in Timothy, I think chapter 1, it says the law was not given for the lawful, but for the lawless. We wouldn't need laws if people would govern themselves, Melody, but they don't. So therefore, we need laws and punishment. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
So that's where we are today in America. We've forgotten God. We've forgotten his laws. We don't even understand the morals of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. We no longer understand those morals to even fit us today. And besides, there is no God. Live like you want to, and don't worry about it. There is no punishment here or hereafter. So the nation is crumbling. This is a fact, folks. Now, after the break, we're going to get into what's going on the border in a little town in Arizona that's absolutely stupendously overwhelming for the people on the border because they can't protect their property. And nobody's doing anything to try to stop it. That's another sign of a nation that's been under attack and being taken down piece by piece.
And we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Okay, Butch, what do you have for us on our next last segment?
I'm still trying to figure out what's happened last segment.
Something different, I hope.
Well, it is, I guess. This says we've got a gun at every door in the house. Border Rancher sees. Now listen to this, Melody. A border rancher sees a 2,400% increase in illegal aliens on property. 2,400%. Ranching and smuggling are respectively the primary legitimate and illegitimate economic drivers in Cochise County, Arizona. Much to John Ladd's frustration, the two industries intersect on his ranch, which is sandwiched between the U.S.-Mexico border and Highway 92, a convenient smuggling pickup road. Ladd's ranch shares 10.5 miles of border with Mexico, and in mid-2019 had an average of 12 illegal aliens traversing this land daily, with Border Patrol catching about half of them. Now, he says it's about 300 a day, and if Border Patrol catches about 30% of them on a good day, the numbers started escalating the same time the 2020 presidential election swung Joe Biden's way. I'm not going to say there's no hope, but nothing's going to manage as long as Biden's there and his administration, Ladd told the Epoch Times on December 8th. And so what are we going to do? Just let them come through. The illegal immigrants traversing Ladd's ranch aren't seeking asylum. They're mostly young, single men dressed head to toe in camouflage clothing and doing everything they can to avoid law enforcement and go to Phoenix. These people can't turn themselves in. They'll get deported. These are bad people. We're dealing with the worst of the worst, Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniel said. That's not encouraging, Melody. I mean, go from 12, average 12 a month to 300 a month, crossing the border, and they're young men dressed in camouflage and not families. And the sheriff said this is dealing with the worst of the worst. That's not a good sign, is it?
No, it isn't. And, you know, the comparisons that they're making for 2021 are based on 2020, right?
Yes.
They really do need to go back to 2019. Because 2020, I mean, borders were shut down at that point, you know. So I don't know how we get a real accurate picture, but I really do believe the numbers are very much higher than what they were even in 2019. And the thing of it is the lack of, I mean, they've been relocating immigrants, illegal aliens for years.
Yes, they have.
For years. There's various places across this country that advertise for them. Usually if there's a, you know, there's a chicken plant or a processing plant of some sort, that's where they take them. You know, so they can work at slave labor. And it always cracks me up. This country is always, you know, all these Democrats complain about, you know, all the, you know, how terrible it was. And it was, don't get me wrong. But they how bad it was for the slaves, but yet they totally ignore all these illegal aliens that they bring into this country that work in the fields and get paid slave labor wages. But they don't anything about those.
Well, that would shut down the economy, wouldn't it?
It probably, yeah.
It really would. And, you know,
or it would
and
shut down their election campaign.
Oh, that's sure. That's for sure. That's true. I have a lady on the broadcast next Tuesday who'll be sharing a lot more of this, but there are also a lot of these people coming across the border who are then traded into the we'll say sex slavery and other things. This is a fact. So yeah, folks, this is a thriving business. Some of these they call them coyotes, Melody, or people that transport across the border gets as high as $5,000 to $8,000 a person to do this. That's a pretty good chunk of money, isn't it?
It sure is. Well, it's all the cartels. I mean, Mexico is, the whole country is governed by the cartels. I mean, anybody will tell you that. I mean, you know, we used to, you know, it was always a commentary about, you know, the corruption that goes on in Mexico. We're not quite that bad yet. But we're working
there.
On it.
We're
working
there.
On it.
And how these people can't afford to eat, come up $5,000 to $8,000 get across the border. Just curious, I don't know. They have an answer somewhere there. But moving on.
And they're coming from everywhere.
Everywhere, even across the ocean.
I know.
On rafts, ha ha, right. I don't know how they're doing it. I mean, and they're getting flights or being flown into cities inside this country. Literally flown in. The folks, this is UPS is involved in that. So, yeah, how does this work? It works to undermine a country, undermine society, undermine economics, undermine moral basis. That's what's working, and it's doing a very good job of it.
And well, there was one. I think he was a congressman out of Pennsylvania. I'm not quite sure what his political position was, but he was a politician out of Pennsylvania, and he's trying to get these buses turned around or these air flights turned around in Pennsylvania. But they're not writing legislation to stop it. They're just bringing it to the people's attention. And it's like, well, what good is that? You know, they're going to continue to dump these people off in various states. I just can't believe it. It was always a shock that they did that. But I just can't believe it.
It's been going on for years. It's increased.
It's been going on for years.
It's
increasing. Absolutely. And everybody turns a blind eye.
A different topic and a different issue, but another one that seems, how can this happen in America? Utah's largest newspaper calls for unvaxxed to endure draconian lockdowns enforced by National Guard. This is America. The editorial board of Utah's largest newspaper, the Salt Lake Tribune, which is controlled by the family of former Governor John Huntsman, Jr., has called for the deployment of the National Guard to ensure that people without proof vaccination would not be allowed, well, anywhere. Folks, I'm like, this is for real. The draconian measure was suggested in a Saturday op-ed titled Utah Leaders Have Surrendered to COVID Pandemic, suggested that elected officials have failed to mandate the vaccine for all citizens, and that if Utah was a civilized place, Governor Spencer Cox would treat the unvaccinated and no mention of the naturally immune as leopards with severe lockdown mandates. If this was a civilized place, the governor would treat anyone who's unvaccinated as leopards. That's civilization? Really? Were Utah in a truly civilized place, the governor's next move will be to find a way to mandate the kind of mass vaccination campaign we should have launched a year ago, going as far as to deploy the National Guard to ensure that people without proof vaccination will not be allowed, well, anywhere, the editorial board writes. The board blames government officials, mostly but not exclusively Republicans, were apparently determined not to be caught governing in the face of this challenge, and that any move or recommendation to mask up when safe and effective a vaccine became available to make vaccination requirement of admission to public places and society in general was shouted down as an unwarranted imposition on individual freedoms. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, I mean, What do you do? I mean, what do you say? I mean, this guy wants to, and he's an ex-governor that runs his newspaper, wants the National Guard to shut him down and lock him up. And if Utah was a civilized place, it'd already been done. Wow. Any comments on that?
No.
I mean, is that causing division, you think? Do you think it's causing anger? No doubt. No doubt. We'll move on. That in itself is scary. False flag, suddenly no longer a crazy conspiracy theory. I got three articles here that kind of tie together and need cover very quickly. And a drastic pivot from typical denunciations of false flag operations as conspiratory nonsense that don't exist outside the demented imagination of Alex Jones, the U.S. political media class is proclaiming with one voice that Russia is currently orchestrating just such an operation to justify an invasion of Ukraine. As Proverbs plans, Russia is laying the groundwork to have the option of fabricating a pretext for invasion, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reports on Friday. We have information that indicates that Russia has already pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Without getting into much detail, we do have information that indicates that Russia is really working actively, is already working actively to create a pretext for a potential invasion for a move on Ukraine, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told the press on Friday. In fact, we have information that they're pre-positioning a group of operatives to conduct what we call a false flag operation, an operation designed to look like an attack on them or their people, or Russian-speaking people in Ukraine, an excuse to go in. That's just like the weapons of mass destruction they were found, I guess, too. Bush talked about it. Where are they? Moving on. The CIA, now folks, let this sink in. The CIA had been training Ukrainian paramilitaries to kill Russians. Now, this is all documented. The CIA had been overseeing a secret training program for Ukrainian special operations forces and intelligence operations since 2015, Yahoo News reported on Thursday, citing five former intelligence and national security officials. One former CIA official said the U.S. is training an insurgency in Ukraine and that the program teaches the Ukrainians how to kill Russians, although other officials downplayed the training and said it was not meant for offensive purposes. The training is being held at an undisclosed base in the southern United States. It was started by the Obama administration, was expanded by President Trump, and further expanded by President Biden. The program includes training in firearms, camouflage techniques, land navigation, and other areas, former officials told Yahoo. According to the report, the program has involved very specific training on skills that could enhance Ukraine's ability to push back against the Russians, said the former senior intelligence official. The training, which has concluded tactical stuff, is going to start looking pretty offensive if Russians invade Ukraine, said the former official. The program was overseen by the CIA's ground branch, the spy agency's elite paramilitary unit. The Yahoo report said by 2015, ground branch personnel were deployed to the front in eastern Ukraine to advise Ukrainian forces. Additionally, a former senior intelligence officer was quoted as saying, "The Russians invade, those graduates of the CIA programs are going to be your militia, your insurgent leaders," said the former senior intelligence official. We've been training these guys now for 8 years. They're really good fighters. That's where the agency's program could have a serious impact. So, according to our government, Russia is going to stage a false flag incident. We've been training Ukrainians out of fight against the Russians now. Kremlin alludes to possibility of weapons deployed to Ukraine. In a weekend interview on CNN, Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesman alluded to the possibility of deploying offensive weapons inside Ukraine territory following last week's series of three urgent meetings with NATO, which Moscow deemed unsuccessful. Dmitry Peskov, in his comments to Fareed Zakaria on his show GPS, said that as this moment of extremely dangerous tensions with the West, he can't rule out the possibility of an offensive military deployment to Ukraine. However, he still emphasized there are no such plans currently, and prior and prior repeat Russian insistence that there were never any Ukraine invasion plans. Peskov's suggestion appeared to be that of Washington refused to take seriously Russia's demands of committing to no further NATO eastward expansion, and that if the U.S. countries continues to get more deeply involved in Ukraine, drastic options would still be available from Russia's perspective. In the CNN interview to be broadcast Sunday, Peskov described, we have too much tension on the border with Ukraine. We have too much tension in this part of Europe. It drags in more problems automatically. It's extremely dangerous for our continent, he told the host of Fareed Zakaria's GPS show. Extremely dangerous for our continent. Well, folks, that's extremely dangerous for all of us. All of us. I don't imagine we'd be in a conventional warfare too long. Only God knows what could happen next. Any comments on ability to run out of time? Anything you want to say?
No, I mean, it's just another sign that's not going away. And, you know, it will have an end somehow, some way. And it's just something, again, that I don't think anyone is really prepared to really understand how far it can go and what can happen.
I can't imagine us taking on the ground force in the Russian-Ukraine border ourselves. I can't imagine we have the ability to now, even, or the people in this country actually want to. I mean, we pulled out Afghanistan, left them standing like they did in Vietnam. Why would our allies depend on us to do anything with them? Just questions. It's good through my mind. And Russia's getting a little heated up. The whole area's getting heated up. And do I believe our side's telling the truth as far as what's not our fault? No, I don't. Do I believe Russia is? I don't know. But I don't really trust CIA and our country's administration for good morning right now.
Not at all.
So that's where we are. Today, 17th January, 2022. Things are looking very serious in a lot of different directions, Melody. And our own country's deteriorate on the inside. And we may go to the war in Europe. That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. And what also doesn't sound good is the music, because that means it tells us we're out of time. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank the listeners for joining us today. Be safe out there. And until then, good night and God bless.
There never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.